From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests broke out last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the protesters brave and heroic.
This regime tries desperately to sow hate between us, but they won't succeed. And when this regime finally falls, and one day it will, Iranians and Israelis will be great friends once again. I wish the Iranian people success in their noble quest for freedom.
The demonstrations erupted first last Thursday in Mashhad, Iran's second largest city, and then spread to other parts of the country. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists that American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." The United States has long accused Pakistan, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or even covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he'll destroy terrorists he says are fighting to separate his country. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Many Cameroonians had expected Biya to be lenient towards armed insurgents and invite them to the negotiation table. Biya said he requested the government engage in constructive dialogue with English speakers to seek solutions to their demands, but he added that he will destroy all those who have taken arms against the state, which he reiterated will remain one and indivisible. He, however, pledged to make Cameroon a decentralized unitary state by implementing decentralization as spelled out in the country's constitution. René Emmanuel Sadi, Cameroon's Minister of Territorial Administration and Decentralization, says the decentralization Biya spoke about encounters many challenges.
We started implementing this process effectively since 2010. But of course, we could ascertain the fact that there are still some difficulties, there are some problems.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Somali prosecutors have filed charges against five men in connection with the October 14th truck bombing in Mogadishu that killed 512 people. It's the single deadliest terrorist attack in African history. Four of the accused men are in government custody and appeared before a military tribunal in Mogadishu on Monday. The fifth defendant is on the run. Somali authorities have said they have no doubt that Al-Shabaab was behind the attack, although the group did not claim responsibility. The sale and recreational use of marijuana is now legal in California, one of the biggest and wealthiest American states. At the stroke of midnight on New Year's Day, California became the sixth of the 50 U.S. states, along with the national capital of Washington, D.C., to sanction pot use, even though the federal government still classifies its sale and possession as a criminal offense. Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, Alaska, and Nevada are the other U.S. states with regulated recreational marijuana sales. With marijuana legalization in California, home to 39 people, more than one in five Americans now lives in states where the drug is sold for general use and not just for medicinal purposes. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.